The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren Lojudice. This is the podcast version of the comedy shows I host around New York City and the road, the Misfit Variety Show, and all the shows at the Capiche Club Misfit Comedy Space down in Little Italy. So today is a special mini episode. We do these Misfit Melodrama, which we will explain more about once we get to the interview. So how's it going? What's up in your Misfit world? I've been good. I feel like I've said no to something, and I talked about it in a previous episode, just sort of making a huge decision to cut off characters for me as of right now. And man, just having like that extra bit of time makes me feel like so much more open and free. I guess it's like when you have something that you know is not right on your back, even if you're only spending like 30 minutes a day on it, and like, man, it just feels like it just like sucks you down. So I'm feeling free. I feel free and I feel good, and I'm really optimistic about 2024. A bit overwhelmed about all the details I need to finish for the tour, but you know, good. I mean, if you're going to do your own thing, it's going to take some elbow grease. So I'm here for it. Let me know what you're here for. How are you doing? A reminder before we go to the Misfit Melodrama episode with Jason Farr, a reminder to rate and review the episode, because social proof is really important for Misfits, because Misfits trust other Misfits to know what's good. You can also sign up to get monthly updates at laurenlogi.com. That's L-O-G-I.com. And you could also consider sponsoring a podcast. We're making it accessible for individuals or companies to do so. Just go to laurenlogi.com, click on listen and podcast, and contact us there. All right, so you ready for some Misfit melodrama? Yes, we are going to jump into this with Jason Farr. Jason Farr is an actor and comedian who does all sorts of fun stuff. He started down in Greenville, South Carolina, and now is in New York City performing every week at the Magnet Theater. He also hosts a podcast called There It Is Podcast. Excellent interviews, and also it has a newsletter that you could get every week, and I highly recommend it. I get some of my best comedy info and gossip from the newsletter. It keeps me on the pulse of what's going on, what's what. And also, they have some inspiring words. So I highly recommend the whole experience. Jason's lovely, amazing, hysterical, and he sits down with me and my character Carmela Ravoli in this Misfit Melodrama episode. I'm excited to bring it to you. Here we go. Welcome, Jason Farr from There It Is Podcast.
Woo, thanks so much for having me, Lauren.
Yeah, super fun. This is our Misfit Melodrama episode where I invite fellow comedians to come on and we talk about mostly our own shit, but we also talk about these crazy stories that were submitted.
Well, I'm super excited. I gotta say, I'm super excited.
All right, sounds good. All right, so, you know, as a reminder to everyone, we are riffing on these stories, but remember, the joke's always on us. Okay. We are in the mess with you, okay? We're not commenting. We are truly not better than any of these crazy family stories. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do one as myself, and then my co-host Carmela will come on and also riff as well in a little bit. Cool, here we go. Okay, what's the craziest or most unforgettable family experience you've ever had? We kayaked to and hiked up and around a glacier in Alaska. Sorry, we're a pretty tame family.
That's tame to them? Let me tell you something. My nuclear family of my parents are divorced, but when they were together, the two of them with my brother and myself never went to like the beach together, because my mom hates going to the beach that much that the four of us never, that to me is tame. Not with that was just described.
Yeah. Like they, of all the family vacations, First of all, I've never heard of a family hiking together. I'm from Queens, mm-hmm. so I'm like, hiking? What? How are people hiking? Where? And then that they all agree to do it. Not everyone, they don't get into a family argument as they're hiking. And they also choose to go to a glacier. That's just mind-blowing.
Yeah. I mean, like, the idea of that, I'm like, I couldn't do that now, much less with, like, a spouse and a couple of kids. So yeah.
Wow. What a family. Well, good luck. Like great for you. I don't know what Kool-Aid you're drinking, but until
as long as it's not laced with something, I think.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. What do they do on their crazy vacations? Like, this is like the tame one.
That's tame. I don't even know. My family's so tame. I can't even come up with something that would like elevate what their normal is, what their tame
right.
is.
Right. I mean, my family, when we've gone away, it's always ended in chaos. Like, we had a family reunion on a Carnival cruise.
Oh,
and
wow.
It
oh,
ended,
that is, oh. That is a dicey suggestion for a family reunion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone was like wasted and people were, and then we ended up like getting in a fight with the security because everyone was just, my family's very loud, very drunk. We were getting in fights with other passengers. It was just like so, it was just so ridiculous. We were in a conga line at like 2 a.m. being like, Carnival sucks.
I was just at a wedding the other day and on the dance floor, I was like, I didn't do it, but I was like, no one does conga lines anymore. And I thought, like, should I try to start one just to see if people would do it? But that doesn't happen anymore. People need to bring that back, right?
Yeah, that's super fun. That's super retro. Are you going to do that for your upcoming shindig?
Maybe. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have to bring it out.
Well, you're both in comedy, so you both can make it crazier. It can be crazier and dumber.
Our friends would certainly jump on board, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would have a hell of a conga line. Those would be really fun pictures of that conga line. All right.
Oh, that's funny. You did a conga line on a Carnival cruise. I do have to ask before we move on, how many people of your family were at this reunion?
That one, there was probably around like 40 of us.
Wow. Yeah. Even then, I would be like, there are going to be a couple people who are going to get seasick. That is a big swing for a family reunion.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. My family's pretty, and then they're also intense just in general. They're always like, I can't bring them anywhere. You know, like I love them, but they just always, like, they cause, like, my family, I was bartending a long time ago, and they were like, came to the city to see me bartend, and then, like, of course, ended up in a fight with someone, and they they're crazy. And they actually took up from Long Island. They took a, I'm from Queens, but they're from Long Island, and they took a party bus to the city. They were in the city for like 2 hours, and then they got on the party bus and they went back to.
Wow. Well, you know what? That is being responsible about travel when you know you're going to be.
That's true. It is as tame as the glacier. That's like my version of the glacier vacation. Yeah. Is that. Okay, here we go. All right, so we'll bring Carmela on for this. Hi, Jason. I come in from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm her aunt. Aunt Carmela.
Wonderful to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you. Wonderful. Wonderful to meet you as well. I hear your podcast is super fun. I don't listen to many podcasts because I can't figure out the app on the iPad.
Oh, so okay.
Maybe you can help me do that.
Yeah, you know, they've got I would say you can check out YouTube to describe it, but if you're having trouble with the podcast app, you might struggle with the, I'd have to sit with you maybe and do it.
Okay, we'll have a martini together next time you're in Boca. Look me up.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, okay, this is the crazy family because I have a crazy family. Forget about it. She's been telling you some things. It's like the tip of the iceberg with these people. It's out of control. Okay. So let's see. Med student donated sperm 30 years ago and met 3 of his biological children only last year. Well, maybe 2-3 years ago. It's kind of wild. She didn't know. Last year, 2-3 years ago, where's she doing? What is she doing in the interim? She doesn't know what the hell's happening. That's something.
Someone who donated sperm when they were in med school?
Med school.
Wow.
Well, that's how they used to do it, Jason.
Yeah, they'd say like, oh, is this person smart? Yeah, you need to donate. We're not going to.
They would put the flyer in orientation. Yeah. They would put it in the box and they would say, hey, if you want some beer money, go to the bathroom and give them a cup.
Just for beer money?
Yeah, like $20.
That's really all you got for that? Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like you should get through med school on something like that. Like, that should pay better.
Right. Well, no one knew what they were doing at the time. So then I guess it's a labor. It was a labor mistaken advantage. I guess, how do you unionize on that, though? Be like, yeah, we all jerk off in bathrooms for families.
I'd like to see that Carnival Cruise family reunion.
That would be something. They should all go on out. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Be like, oh, I knew you were drinking when you donated the sperm. It's why I have problems. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's something. Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's fun. They don't really have any details. Did it happen? Do you know anyone who's donated sperm and to get through? You know, comedians don't got money.
Not to my knowledge. Anyone doing? I mean, maybe somebody. I know a lot of people, so maybe somebody has. I just didn't know. They may not be broadcasting.
Right. They might not want everyone to know. I mean, like, donating plasma is kind of a joke at this point.
Right. Right.
People haven't admitted to the full. So all the liquids.
Yeah, they'll get there. They'll get there.
Yeah, well, yes.
Comedians don't need to be donating.
Maybe no one wants their sperm either. That's another thing.
You got to be honest. Like, is this a med student sperm or a comedian sperm?
Right.
And if we're talking comedian, is it a stand-up or an improviser? Because I've got a decision to make.
Very different. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. The price would go up or go down depending on it. It's like, oh, wait, you've been a club comedian for 20 years? Your thing is worth 25 cents. That's it. That's awful.
Yeah, we'll pay you in wings, like at the club you perform.
That's right.
At.
We'll give you some drink tickets. Okay. That's right. Well, you know, just I know this because I go to the Palm Beach Improv and stuff, and I see them, and I think, wow. Sometimes, you know, look happy, but a lot of times there's a lot of sadness in the eyes. And I think they just need to drink with me. So anyway,
have a martini. Is that your go-to? Right. A martini.
I have a bridge club. That's really that's the secret. So around 4:30 every day we get together. Three times a week, really, because I had to cut it down. I had to cut back. My doctor said, oh, 6 times a week for a bridge club, maybe a little too much. So we have for 4:30 we play bridge, and you know, it's great. It's great. And, you know, we have a few martinis. My husband, Bob, acts, and it's good. We have a good time. It's good. He needs something to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get him married. That's a secret, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm getting married next year.
Yes. So you can stir. Oh, if you know how to make your new wife a good drink. You make it just the way she likes it, with the right olives. It's a good, she'll know you really love her.
I have it easy. It's just pouring the glass of wine.
That's great.
That's the way to make her a good drink.
Do you aerate it?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. You do love her. Okay. Wow. Okay.
I do. I do very much.
Okay. Well, lucky lady. Okay. Keep aerating. When she knows you don't bother to aerate it, she knows something's up.
Like, are you mad at me?
Yeah, something's wrong. So what's happening? Okay. Well, that's right. Very good. All right. Another one. No, wait. This is the same one. Okay. I was like, wait, another Alaska? Okay. The same one. Again, confused here. Okay. All right. I married into a huge, devout Catholic family as a Jew. They were old money, and I worked at a chicken place. At a huge family gathering, a priest who was friendly with my mother-in-law asked to see the new Jew.
Oh, wow.
That's scary. I launched into a Moses painting, the Red Sea Act, and was never forgiven.
Oh, wait a second. They did a Moses painting the Red, parting the Red Sea Act?
Parting the Red Sea. I guess painting wasn't the thing. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm from the South, and my mother is an Episcopalian, and my dad is a Baptist, which in the South, that could be a big deal, but it turns out I guess they got divorced, but not because of that, but nevertheless, the grandparents got along, so it wasn't a problem for us. Ooh, but it you can feel like an outsider in a Baptist church.
Oh, wow. So wait. So you, okay, so the Episcopalian, why do they hate each other? What's the beef?
Well, it's just any denomination. So Episcopalian, as I heard Robin Williams say, is Catholicism light. And then Southern Baptist, that's where you're going to see someone get the Holy Ghost. At a black Southern Baptist church, yeah, that's people are going to get the Holy Ghost. And I saw it at 5 years old. It freaked me out. If you are the more like buttoned up type, like an Episcopalian, then that might freak you out if you're at that mm-hmm. church service. The reverse is going to be more like, when's someone going to pop out of their seat and get the Holy Ghost? Like, this is kind of a staid affair. What's going on here, this Episcopalian church? That's more the MO. So it's not really beef so much. It's just a different vibe.
Different. So two different vibes from Pawnee.
Yes, okay. Very different vibes.
Very different vibes. The Catholics, you know, they're just really good at asking for money. That's what we did. That's what all I know. In fact, the school, the Catholic school where we grew up, mm-hmm. they in fact had Verizon put a tower that were beaming all sorts of waves, and they put the things in between the classrooms outside. Mm-hmm. That's great. They really care. Seeing Christ in one another. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
I'm also trying to figure out how to put this in Florida terms. What's the button down city in Florida?
But the thing is, we're in Boca. We're all from New York, so we just think of everything in New York terms.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we just think, what's the buttons up? I would think, you know, the very strict Catholics. Italians can be very strict, depending,
right,
on who they are.
Maybe it is sort of like if you go from Long Island to the Upper West Side.
Or that like would
the Upper
be
West
true.
Side,
yes.
Long Island.
Yeah, you go to.
That's the sort of difference between Southern Baptists and
Episcopalian. Yeah, I could see that. I could say, you know, Queens, Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, like the old neighborhoods and stuff.
Right,
now some Staten
right,
Island. Yeah. Yeah, so all that, you go up the Upper West Side, you're like, why is everyone doing yoga? You don't understand what the hell's going on. It's just, what is this? Vegetarian restaurants. So this guy, it's unfortunate because this Moses parting the Red Sea, if I would have read this at the show, because I read these mm-hmm. at the show, I would have made them do it on stage immediately.
Yeah, I was like, I want to see this act.
What did you
do that would have upset them? Yeah.
Or is it a figure of speech? I don't know, because I'm a Gentile. That might be it too.
Right. I don't know. So that's, you know, they're both Abrahamic. Catholics got to lighten up if someone,
right.
They should see it as an act of love, right?
Right. They're showing this stuff to you. And also, you know.
That's common ground.
This pisses me off with people. You know, you act like an asshole to someone. You say, let me see the new Jew. You know, you're an asshole for saying that. And
right.
then the guy does something to kind of, you know, low grade get back at you. It's entertaining, at least. He doesn't scream. He doesn't act. Mm-hmm. He has whatever this thing is. We don't know. And then they don't forgive him. He says here, was never forget. That's ridiculous.
That's not okay. And also, like, I'm surprised when Moses said, let my people go, was he talking about Jewish people or Catholics? He was talking about Jewish people.
Right.
He was saving Jewish people. If anyone can act out the parting of the Red Sea, it's a Jewish guy.
Yes, maybe he's like,
let him do that.
Maybe he's like, you know, maybe you don't need know your Old Testaments, Catholics, okay? Maybe you need to get learns about things. Half the Catholics anyway. Look, oh, this was a huge devout Catholic family, but a lot of Catholics don't know anything what's going on.
I can't say. I've never really been to one.
Yeah. I will talk all the shit for us. 50%, 55 more. They don't know anything going on. They just, you know, whatever. They just go the Easter, the Easter Christmas Catholics, we call us. That's the thing.
You know, what Jewish people know and what Catholics know far surpasses what I know as a Bible Belt Christian. I had a Jewish guy say, hey, isn't it a part of the Old Testament? This, and he went through something that something Catholics would know, but I'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't know what.
Well, don't they talk about, aren't they quoting and doing all the, you know, don't they do this a lot in the South? I just assume. I don't know.
I really don't know. I mean, honestly, I went to a non-denominational church, so I'm, I really don't know. When it comes to the really like historical religious stuff, you can't go to me. You can't. I don't know that.
Wait, what church did you go to?
Just like I got bit by the typical mega church bug down there.
Oh, you went to the mega church?
I went to a mega church there. Yeah. So very stereotypical. I, you know, since have been like, yeah, I don't know if I could do the mega church thing again.
I could see what. Listen, you're a performer. They have performances. They have a full spectacle. I could see the attraction. Why it makes sense.
I've listened to too many podcasts about mega churches to be like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't go to one.
Why watch The Righteous Gemstones? That's all you have to hear. I just think, oh my goodness,
that might bring me back to them.
All right, you're right, right. Well, Danny McBride, so entertaining, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. All right. Well, it's been so great to have you, Jason.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Maybe we'll have a Martini. You'll explain podcast, and then we'll go to a mega church and we'll sit in the back and laugh.
Yes. Yeah, so great. Crazy. So great. I'd love it. I'd love a Martini.
Oh, well, it's great. I'll teach you make a good one.
Extra dirty.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go. Thank you so much. So good to see you.
So good to see you.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for hanging out with Carmela. She's pleased. She's writing down her recipe for Martini. I've never seen that before. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, well, she was wonderful. Thanks so much for having me and let me get to talk to Carmela.
Yeah, super fun. All right, great. So where can people come find you, hang out with you, etc.?
Oh, yeah, great question. So every Wednesday night at the Magnet Theater in Midtown Manhattan, I'm performing with my house team, Glitter. So that's every Wednesday night at the Magnet Theater for Megawatt, which is seven shows start 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we rotate. I'm also during the month of September going to be on the Friday night show at the Magnet Theater. So you can come hang out, come see a show. And also there it is, pod.com to find out more about my podcast. And please listen to Lauren's episode. It's great.
Aw, thanks. It's super fun. And like, I think your newsletter, I've said it before, is one of the best newsletters for keeping on top of comedy, staying positive, and learning new things. So thank you so much for doing that.
I so appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah. See you soon.
Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logie. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogie.com. Thank you to Annie McCritchian for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.